Oh, absolutely, a brilliant performance, and maybe one of the better performances by a Donegal athlete over the years. You know, I mean, he's come from being a young child prodigy in terms of throwing, winning all the Irish schools through the years, and you just wondered where it was going. And you know, that performance, you know, and with the big boys, really, in with the real key, some of the key throwers in Europe, in Bergen last night. It was a big throw in 1957. His previous would have been 1883 from Liera, from European Cup back in March. So, you know, he's put a meter nearly onto that. Look, it's a great story of a young fella that is pursuing performance. He went to Sweden. He joined up with a squad there that's probably one of the lead squads in the world in terms of throwing. He lived there. He's working there. He's following a dream of performance. And, you know, when it happens and when it all works out on a night like last night, you just got to be so, so happy for him. I mean, you know, he was 18 months he lost there through injury. And to tell you the truth, Oisin, I was scared that he would never, ever, ever get back to throwing and to athletics again. But he worked at that as well, and he linked with the key people, and it has worked for him. So it was a really red letter night for him.
Yeah, big night for him. And listen, Patsy, can he go even better? Because can he make it into like the top two or the top three throwers of all time in Ireland?
Well, you know, suppose the question is, you know, if you were asking John Kelly today, can he? Yeah, the answer would be yes, he can. I mean, at a time some years ago, if you'd told me that he was throwing 19 metres plus, I would have wondered about it. Now he's throwing, you know, 19 and a half plus. Look, he's training. He's, again, he's with possibly the lead coach, throws coach in the world right now. And, you know, that's bound to push him on. And also the environment that he's in, you know, he's in with the Olympic champion. He's in with the style, the discus thrower. He's in with Thompson, who won that meet last night. You know, so he has engaged with the top guys. So his mentality and his strength, and his strength work and his technique, everything is 100%. So yes, the answer to that question, Austin, yes, he can throw further, but he's still a developing athlete, and he will throw further, whether it's this year, next year, or whenever. But it's early in the season yet, so we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, what's next for John Kelly then, Patsy?
Well, he's going to have to try and just keep getting competitions up there in the north of Europe. There's plenty of throwing competitions. That's the big plus living up there. You know, he went into Bergen last night, and he'll go out there and he'll compete in Sweden in the next week or so, and at a venue in Sweden. So he's based in a place called Vaxholm, and he's based from there, and he travels from there. So he's in, as I say, and I said it earlier in the conversation, I think he's in the right environment. He couldn't be in a better situation, and we were very, very aware of that when he went out there. But he had the desire, and he had the willingness to go and leave home and do what he has done. So, you know, a great lot of credit goes for all his early career stuff and the support stuff to his family, John and Jacqueline, and of course his brother James is a big time thrower as well. So it's a lovely story.